This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And a good chunk of our listening audience today, and so we'll crank up a hot version of What's on Your Mind here on the radio. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here, and he'll be doing a little vacay for a good chunk of next week, so you better take advantage of the fact that Todd, the radio god, is here today and today only until a little vacation kicks in. So give him a call here today on the program we call What's on Your Mind.
By the way, if you're going to be in Wishick at the Tri-County Fair, I'll be there later today, and I'll be there much tomorrow.
The Tri-County Fair, cranking it up in Wishick. Sounds a fabulous, good time. Next week, I am starting a pretty much 2 weeks on the road. Monday in Steele at the Auction Center of North America. They have a two-day event going on there at Piper's Auction and Realty, celebrating the Auction Center of North America. Free food, drinks, and the tours of their new facility. That starts at 9 a.m., same time the show starts. I'd love to meet you. So come by and see us. We'll be there right in the middle of all the action at Piper's Auction Center in Steele on Monday at for the show 9 to 11, obviously. But the fun will continue all day long. Then on Tuesday at 10 o'clock, they're doing an auction featuring vintage farm tractors, farm machinery, trucks, construction equipment, and lots more. So that's all in Steele. Pipers.com for details. So that's where I'm at Monday, right? Tuesday, West Hope for Cookfest. And I love this week. It's so much fun. It really is. And if you have never attended a Cookfest before, it's a county fair-like style, but it's all free. You don't, you know, your wallet stays in your pocket. And, you know, great conversation with some experts. They do Bakken information sessions mid-afternoon with some industry experts, best of the best. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting, Justin Kringstedt from the North Dakota Pipeline Authority. He has some really good charts and graphs, does a nice job. Allison Ritter, and, of course, the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, incredible resource, great information. She'll be there to tell you about the things you hear about regularly from Lynn Helms on the numbers, and so it'll be great. And that's in both West Hope on Tuesday and in Medora on Friday. The barbecue starts at 4 o'clock at both places, and it's free. And then they have live entertainment, After Effect, the music in West Hope, and they have local bands, Chimney Park, Pacific Avenue, Medora in Medora on a Thursday. So a lot of fun. Check that all out. Energyofnorthdakota.com for details. We'll be there Friday. I'm sticking around. I'm going to do another day in Medora just because I can't get out to Medora and not soak in all of Medora. So we'll do Cookfest Day on Thursday in Medora, and then Medora. Tell you about all the things that are happening this year out there. Maybe talk with some folks from the musical and just have a great time. Following week, we'll be at the State Fair. And Todd will be there for that. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we're going to be there with special broadcasts and special town halls on the stage. How do you describe where that stage is, Todd? Right off the midway, sort of between the midway and the all that, you know, the row of food, I guess, right?
Yeah.
The big tent is not far away there, but you'll hear us. Just come find us on the free stage. That'll be Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at the State Fair. And really looking forward to being up there and having a grand old time. My daughter said, "Dad, can I come to the fair?" She did last year. I said, "Sure, let's go to the fair. Can we stay at the Sleep Inn?" All right, we'll stay at the Sleep Inn. We always do when we're in Minot, so why wouldn't we this time? Sleep in the conference center in Minot will be our home base, and we'll have a grand old time. I have a question, Todd, that I hope you can answer, and maybe our audience, too. And before I ask you that question, I'll just tell you, coming up on the program today, Michael Goodwin is going to be here at the bottom of next hour. He's a New York Post chief political columnist, Fox News contributor. He wrote a piece and did a presentation, actually, at Hillsdale College recently on the 2016 election and what he calls the demise of journalistic standards. He's a really good columnist, journalist, been around a long time, very well respected. And he's got a great perspective on the fact that he says the demise of journalistic standards, I'd call it the death of journalistic standards. They're gone. They don't exist. You know, it's really amazing. So all your questions about the state of the media, a good place to ask those of a real expert. Looking forward to the conversation with him. We're also going to talk with Paul Sproul. And Paul is a farmer up in Grand Forks County. I knew of him in my 18 years up there. And I talked with him earlier today, and he said, Scott, you remember the flood of 97? What happened? We got a lot of help from all over. He said, well, guess what? The flood of 97 is happening in reverse with a drought with our friends in western North Dakota, and we want to help. So he is leading an effort, started it himself, but welcoming others to take CRP acreage and get the hay grown, give it to, give it. That's the key point. Donate it. He told me his one rule is it's got to be donated. And this is just taking off. It's pretty extraordinary what's going on. So we're going to tell you about that story. And Paul will be here on the program. We'll give you more information about him, and really looking forward to learning a little bit more. He has details on his website, sproulfarms.com, which is S-P-R-O-U-L-E, farms.com. S-P-R-O-U-L-E, farms.com. We got crews coming in to doing the hang, and a lot of folks saying, hey, great idea, I want to do it too. So it's just a matter of matching up the hay and the need and everything else. So great, great story. Also, the folks at the Game and Fish Department, Jeb Williams last week got us some information late Friday about a letter that had been put together and sent to the Secretary of Agriculture to say, hey, help these guys. We're conservation groups. You know, they coordinated all the different conservation groups, came together, wrote that letter. Very important to the speed of which that was approved on Monday, right? So the letter's written Friday. Congressman Kramer is on with us Monday. We're talking to the Deputy Undersecretary in charge of conservation. He tells us, we're hurrying. We're going to do our best. You know, maybe by the end of the week, this will be done. We'll come talk to you next week. And it happens that day after he talks to the secretary. When a secretary of agriculture sees a letter from the Game and Fish Department and conservation groups saying, we want to help too. This isn't going to be a fight. We're not going to complain. We're not going to sue you. It moves mountains. So it's a good deal. Anyway, Kevin Kading, the private lands program section leader for the Game and Fish Department, will join us to talk about that and the latest on that situation coming up on the program as well next hour. So, but this hour, I have a question. So here's my question, Tom. It is for you and it is for the audience. Are there happy liberals? I expected Todd to laugh, but
wow.
I'm not saying it to be humorous. I'm not trying to make fun. I'm not trying to make light. I'm serious.
I don't know one. Ever since Trump got elected, I've not been able to find one.
So Barack Obama was elected, and I was not happy, right? I'm not a huge John McCain fan, honestly, but I just recognized that a lot of what he stood for was at odds with what I believe and what I consider, you know, the foundation of my value set, and so I didn't let that rob my joy.
Well, exactly.
I didn't run around and, you know, get all mean on Facebook and, you know, look at people crosswise. And I mean, the liberals that I encounter and I recognize, most of them would be in the social media arena, okay, are flat out vile. They're vile, mean, rude. Now, every once in a while, if you say, really, 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 I had this one, what's her name? She ran for something for the Democratic Party not long ago. I think she's well known in Bismarck's circles. Odine Baird, is that how you say her name, Todd? Would that be Undine? What's her name?
Dina Baird.
Dina Baird, isn't it?
Undine is her actual given name, but yeah.
She goes by what?
Dina.
Okay, so she would be a prime example of total snark. Just, I mean, and one time, for some other reason, she said, next time you're in Bismarck, you know, let's have a beer. And I thought, oh my gosh, I would love that. I would love to just sit down and have a conversation to say, you know, sort of like the story I relayed from Norway, where the clerk, young 20-something clerk, said, where are you from? North Dakota, oh, Dakota Access Pipeline. And then all of a sudden went to Trump's an idiot and oil's horrible. And I'm like, you know, you not liking fossil fuels in America, we'd say, look, that's your right, whatever, no problem. But everything you're saying is just not true. And here's what I'd tell you. Can we have a conversation about it? And we did. But I don't have that here. I you know, you get F this and, you know, up yours and Trump's an idiot and orange hair this. And, you know, I mean, so I'm just wondering. I don't know. First of all, I have to tell you, as someone that believes in the conservative cause and what it stands for generally, freedom, individuality, you know, just a lot of what our founding fathers put in the documents. I say if the liberals are represented, in the face of the liberals are people like that, Nancy Pelosi's the same way. She's wretched. This woman is just, you know, all the things she says and the way she says it. And, you know, I don't get kind grandmother from Nancy Pelosi. I get really cranky, crazy liberal, right? And there's a lot of that in the, you know, around us. But I take a little bit of solace in the fact that keep at it, because what are you going to win that way? How do you get ahead that way? So, if you are a happy liberal and you want to call the program today, I'll have a prize for you, okay? And the grand prize winner of MyPillow, the best happy liberal of the day. But every happy liberal that calls, I'm not arguing with you. I don't want to fight. I just want to understand why you're so mad. Liberals. And maybe you're going to tell me you're not mad and you're happy, but it just doesn't show. Anyway, let's talk about
it. The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Wild Rose, New England, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, McCluskey, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Wells, Dickey, and Grand Forks counties in North Dakota, and cropland auctions in Clay, Norman, and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
How does North Dakota benefit from the Dakota Access Pipeline Project? We asked that question of Justin Kringstead of the North Dakota Pipeline Authority in another episode of our radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Justin, tell us.
The Bakken has always been transportation challenged, and since 2008, we've had inadequate pipeline capacity, meaning the oil production levels were higher than the state's pipeline infrastructure was able to carry. And so really, starting June 1st of this year, this is the first time that North Dakota and this region has been in an environment where there is adequate pipeline capacity. Prior to June 1st of this year, a combination of pipe and rail was necessary in order to move all of the production to refining centers around the U.S. Now that we're moving into this environment with adequate pipeline capacity, it's really going to be a new marketplace for those North Dakota barrels, and hopefully we see a definite price improvement here in the state itself.
That's Justin Kringstead of the North Dakota Pipeline Authority and another edition of the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline. I'm Scott Hennen. Thanks for listening.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Did you know that your children are the most vulnerable to identity theft? It's no surprise with all the mobile phones, social media platforms that your children will eventually be a victim to one of the most significant crimes of the 21st century, identity theft. Don't let that happen. Cover your whole family, your spouse, your children, and your parents right now by calling Liberty ID. LibertyID.com is where you go for a significant discount just by using GCN at checkout, or you can call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY.
I might have found a happy liberal. Manny says he's got a happy liberal on the line, so hang on.
Wow.
Maybe there is one. I'm glad. 800-228.
We found the one, huh?
Yeah, 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number on What's on Your Mind. Do you know a certified welder who's really good at what they do? How about a diesel mechanic? Somebody that handles sandblasting. This is is kind of an uncomfortable conversation, but if they're a family member, you could ask this. You say, hey, you're making $32 an hour. Don't tell me. But if you aren't, I'm going to give you a number here because the Scott guy is talking on the radio about this company, Polar Service Center, and, you know, they're this big tank trailer manufacturer, and they have service centers in Kildare and Williston, and they need people, and they're paying up to $32 an hour and full medical benefits, full paid, the whole thing, paid time off, 401K. Maria is the name I'm going to give you, and the number is 612-214-8781. 612-214-8781. All the better if those diesel mechanics that you know, or you know, certified welders that you know, are somewhere else, and you want them home. Maybe you want grandkids closer to home. That'd be a good thing. Give them a call. All right, let's get to the phones here. 800-228-0550. I'm not trying to be a smart aleck with this question. I sincerely want to know. So if you find yourself in the camp of someone very disgruntled with the current political situation, as in you hate Trump, you don't like Trump, you think the country's going to hell in a handbag, it's awful, it's terrible. I just want to understand why it is that most people who are in that camp are really not happy. They're really angry. They're really, I don't understand that. The Tea Party movement was something that I was very proud to see happen. Mostly because the whole Tea Party movement and the way it organically formed and came out, people were saying what I believed in. And I ended up speaking at a lot of tea parties. I would have been happy just to attend them and telling people, hey, one's going to happen here, then one's going to happen there, whatever. I wrote a whole book about it. And folks, maybe 1%, 5% tops of the Tea Party movement, very upset about what was happening with Barack Obama, were unhappy, were angry, were rude and mean. 99% of these people were joyful, and they were out there just doing what I thought it was a good thing for America. They believed in what the founding fathers wrote for a prescription for this country, and they saw it being trampled, and they were doing something about it. So I have no problem with people who are unhappy that Trump won or what's happening and what, you know, but the, you know, the orange hair and Russia and man alive. I just don't understand it. So, that's the question I have. But you can talk about anything. Let's get to the phones here. Gary in Sturgis, South Dakota.
How are you doing today?
Good, sir. How are you?
Oh, just peachy.
Good.
I'm one of those liberal Democrats in a very conservative community down here in Sturgis, in Meade County in western South Dakota. And I just wanted to call in and make an observation that the president could have made the trip to France coming back from the G20 summit, but he didn't. He made a separate trip again, and I was a little bent out of shape over that. That's my observation, not a really a complaint.
You know, a president is a busy guy, a lot on his plate. So, you know, Barack Obama would do the same thing. I guess, yeah, was to cool his heels there for 3 days, 4 days, however long it was since he came back from the G20 summit. But I have to say, Gary, of all of the issues facing this country, to have that one concern you seems small. But it's yours, and you called about it, and I appreciate the comment. And it sounds like you're not, I don't know. I don't know if he wasn't happy. He wasn't unhappy. He didn't sound too bad there. Valley City is home to a whole lot of common sense. Let's see if Gene has any today. What's on your mind, Gene?
Good morning, Scott.
Yes, sir.
You said you were in Norway and you ran into a clerk, and he was telling you that oil is bad.
Oh yeah, yeah. And first, I actually made a little joke. It was a she, by the way, but she said to me, "Where are you from?" I said, "North Dakota, Dakota Access Pipeline." And I said, oh, you must be a proponent of the pipeline, given the importance of oil to Norway. No, I hate oil. It's awful. It's terrible. The first generation, we're the first generation of Norwegians that are going to demand that no fossil fuels. I said, well, can I take that cell phone back to America with me then? Because you won't be needing it anymore. And don't plan on going anywhere. You know, so I had a little fun with her. We had actually a very reasonable conversation, though. She was not an unhappy liberal. She was a happy liberal.
Well, that's really interesting because if it wasn't for oil, where would Norway be?
Yeah, good question. Greenland, maybe? I don't know. Yeah, it definitely
I've got a cousin or a distant cousin in Norway, and you should see what they do because they have oil. They have an economy. What's the basis for our economy? Take away oil, and where are you?
Yeah, when you say our, as in the United States or North Dakota? Or?
U.S.
Yeah,
everything we do is because we have oil.
Yeah, I mean, I would just say even one simple example, you don't fly a car without it, right? You don't fly a car. You don't fly a plane without it. You know, I mean, you shut down air traffic and, you shut down a big part of commerce. Same thing with vehicles. So you're right. You could start listing all kinds of things.
Wasn't there a nursery rhyme, something, someplace, you know, something about a goose and a golden egg? Do you remember anything about that?
Yeah, I do. Bagley. Yeah, don't. Yeah, say. Do you know any happy liberals, by the way?
Not really. No,
come on.
I don't.
Why are liberals not happy? Can somebody explain this to me? And I mean, look, I get if somebody's elected you don't like, but it shouldn't turn your life upside down, right? You know, you recognize you win some elections, you lose some elections. What is the deal? What is that? Wow, I don't get it. Tim and Edgley, what's on your mind?
Well, yeah, I'm calling. I keep hearing you bragging about all these politicians have helped us out with this CRP here. And I've talked to the NRCS people in our Lemoore office here, and they said very little of this has opened up in the county. And we're in this is a drought area. So I wouldn't get so rah-rah over these politicians yet. They really haven't done much for us yet here.
Well, all I know is the vast majority of farmers and ranchers I heard from said open up CRP early, and CRP has been opened up early. Now, I think what you're talking about, there are some categories. I've also heard that in those categories, it's done on a case-by-case basis, so you got to go in and argue your case.
There's less than 7,000 acres of CRP opened up in Lemoore County. That's a very small drop in the bucket.
Yeah, and how much CRP is not being opened up?
The vast amount of it is not. It's not.
No, I'm saying, I got that, but I'm saying if it's 7,000 that has been, do you know what the number is that has been or that has not been?
The vast amount of it hasn't been in Lemoore County that's eligible.
Right, I'm just trying to figure out how much. Do you know how many acres that is? If it's 7,000 that's opened up, okay.
I don't know how many acres there is, but they said that only 7,000 of it has so far been opened up.
And did they say why?
It's very small. Yeah, it's because the rules have all been changed on this.
Yeah, okay, all right, so that one's worth digging into. If you're in that situation, I would specifically call and ask about what you're looking to have opened up. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away. Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassle. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our grassy deer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at DeltaConstructors.net. DeltaConstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
What's on your mind? 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Happy liberals. That's what we're looking for. Or an explanation on why liberals aren't happy, I guess, right? Folks that are in a funk over Donald Trump in general, I would love to have a conversation with you, okay? And the happiest liberal that calls today wins a free MyPillow. But prize for every self-identified liberal when you call Manny at 800-228-0550. That's the toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We're going to be talking, although we just did talk a little bit with Tim there about CRP acreage, more about that next hour, including a neat effort underway where CRP acreage in the Red River Valley is being used for hay to give, no cost, donate to farmers and ranchers out west. So stay tuned for more on that. Delta Constructors presents our call of the day. Every day we pick a call from the previous day's program and celebrate a great call. We love it when callers bring it. You know, just tell us what's on your mind and knock it out of the park. And Delta Constructors knocks it out of the park for their clients in the oil industry. The biggest names in the industry call Delta for turnkey well site services. And they do it all. They do it all. Global solutions for the oil and gas industry at Delta. And they just want folks to know, you can come out of that comfort zone and we're going to take care of you. We are going to deliver exactly the way you want it. So, you choose Delta, you're getting more bang for your buck. And that happens a lot. One call and you'll find that out to Eric, 406-250-8151, or online at deltaconstructors.net. Here's yesterday's call of the day, talking CRP.
Andrew in Grand Forks, what's on your mind?
Hey, guys. You know, I'm from South Central North Dakota, and I go home every weekend and try to make the hay that's there. And honestly, these conversations are why we don't have CRP anymore. You know, the overregulation combined with the inability to act when we really need it, it's so tiresome. And marginal ground needs to be redefined also. With our improvement in tillage practices, and our ability to fertilize and just manage that way, you just make it really hard for us to kind of put things into that conservation system. It's just really difficult.
Andrew crushed it. Really appreciate it. That kind of information really helps people, make your arguments for you so people hear it. And it's well done. Appreciate that. Karen in Fargo has told Manny she's a happy liberal. Hi, Karen. How are you?
I'm doing great. Now, the many people who are endangered by what Donald Trump wants to do do not include me. So I want to just say a small side point. What I want for renewable energy is to increase it and to decrease oil. But, of course, you can't just stop using oil.
Well, yeah, and if you stop using oil, you can stop using cell phones, too, and flying planes and, driving cars. You know, it's just silly. It's part of that extreme environmental, way of thinking that's just at odds with the reality. I think all of the above, if you and I sat down and said, okay, let's project what are our energy needs today, everything. What will they be 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 50 years from now, based on that plan? And we need everything. We need it all. We need every bit of energy that we can possibly have out there to just meet the needs of, what are coming. So it's silly to say we're not going to do this. We're not going to use that one anymore. It's just silly. Naive.
I'm just happy whenever renewable energy increases. And then automatically some oil would decrease.
Well, I'm just happy that you're happy, quite honestly. You know what I'm saying? Because why do you think so many liberals right now are just angry?
It's not a question for me of being angry. It's I see many Americans being put in danger by what he wants to do. And one example of that would be the wrong changes to the health care bill. I'd like to just see fixes to Obama's bill.
Okay, that's a policy debate, though. That isn't a reason to lose your mind and scream and holler and go crazy on Facebook and swear and, have your head spin around and pea soup come out. I mean, I understand if you're liberal and Donald Trump's elected, you'll be unhappy with some of the decisions and you can weigh in and do whatever. But I'm just trying to get at why the anger is there, why this demeanor is just spiraled the drain. I don't understand that.
Well, what they should do is focus on some general thing that Trump is doing that they want done in a different way. And it's easy to pick one of those. There's lots of choices.
Interesting conversation. Karen, keep listening because you may be the happy liberal of the day. We're trying to find the happiest liberal. And you're pretty happy. I applaud that, even though you obviously have different political opinions. So thank you for being a great example. Dave in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead. Hello, Dave. Are you there? There, I got you now.
Oh, it's James. I just wanted to point out that the president was invited to France for Bastille Day, but he couldn't wait a week after the G20 summit.
Yeah, that's a little silly, right? I mean, again, when liberals hate Trump so much, they have to say, well, let's see, we're there, so why come back over and then go over there? I mean, he's president of the United States. He's got stuff to do, you know. And I don't really like that argument. I mean, Barack Obama, somebody totaled all the travel that he and his wife did and everything else. Then you're getting into a point of being, ridiculous. The one thing I will say about a president, Democrat or Republican, once they're elected, they're president. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. So, there's a lot that needs to move with them and where they go, and they need to be a lot of places. So, I don't know. I just think it's kind of silly to start. I mean, we could make the same argument about Obama, but, I mean, when you start doing that, well, what about him? Oh, he did this. Then you're in the weeds, you know, aren't you?
But he wasn't going for a vacation. He's going back the diplomatic mission, to make friends with France.
Yeah, both trips are very worthy, right? But I mean, both trips are important. But I guess he's making my point that's the snarkiness of liberals right now and how just unhinged they've become. And I don't really understand why, you know. And it's average everyday people, and it's also elected leaders. You see this guy in Maine? I put it on my Facebook page last night. Democratic state lawmaker in Maine, and he put up some tirade against President Trump and swearing at it and saying if he comes here, I'll, punch him or something. I don't know. Just unbelievable. Really is. Anything else, James?
Nope, that's it.
Appreciate it. Chad and Dickinson, what's on your mind?
Hey. Am I on?
You are. Happy Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, yes. Thanks, thankfully. Hey, I don't know if I like to consider myself a happy liberal because I voted Democrat my entire adult life, but I voted for Trump. And so I'm about as happy as I can be.
But you're not liberal. You're probably not a liberal, right?
My views probably tend to go a little bit more left than conservative. About the only conservative things that I am for are gun rights and abortion rights. Other than that, less government, no government. I don't know. Free so people.
What pushed you from being a Democratic voter over the years to Trump?
Actually, I worked at a shop in which we listened to 1460 AM all the time, and I always caught the replay of your show in the afternoon. And about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, I had a job where I listened to 550 in the morning, and I can catch your live show. I've called in quite a few times. But really, between you and Rush Limbaugh, you made the decision easy for me to go to Trump over Hillary, is what it was.
I think we'd better send this little conversation, Todd, to the White House. They need to hear this so that Chad and you and I can go, toast to what's on your mind on 1460, swaying this voter to the Trump side. How about that?
Exactly.
We're honored that you would value our opinions of such that they influenced yours. So that's a cool story. Chad, that is.
Yep, because I unfortunately voted for Obama twice. I don't know why now, but I would have probably voted Democrat if it wasn't Hillary. I was definitely a Bernie Sanders supporter at the beginning. And once I knew Bernie wasn't going to make it, it wasn't a choice between Hillary and Trump. You know, that was about the easiest decision once my mind was opened up to what she was doing and what they were doing.
Yeah, interesting. Well, Chad, that's a great story. Appreciate it very much. And anybody that tells us they listen to the program and they are swayed by it and calls to tell us about it, I guess a free MyPillow. So hang on a second here. We'll get your address and get that off to you. Okay, my friend?
Oh, thank you.
Maybe I'll even deliver it. I'll be through Dickinson on my way to Medora later this week, so I can... We'll save the postage,
I'll
get a chance to meet Chad. Yeah, so find out where Chad works, and I can drop that by Annie. That'd be great. He's on line three there. All right, let's keep going. Robert and Kildare, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, this is Robert and Kildare, and I always wonder why we always pander to liberals. You know, you're giving liberals a free pillow, and I understand that you want to make them happy, but, you know, you hear these elected officials, you know, I'm the one that can cross the aisle and work with the Democrats. I wish we would just work with Trump and do the things that we elected Trump to do. Anyway,
well, Chad
did vote
for Trump, at least, so we're making progress there.
as far as the giveaway, it's hard to, I don't know, I want to understand these people. Look, I don't hate anybody. I don't hate anybody. I do not, as God is my witness, okay? I get irritated like anybody. I'm a human being. There's things that that you say, oh, my gosh, you know, even your own family members sometimes can make you crazy, but you just, you know, you don't hate anyone, right? So I don't hate anybody. And
right.
in my mind, I want to understand how somebody can go through life so miserable over who's president of the United States and be so vile about it. And so I'm doing it to entice somebody to, you know, maybe feel a little more comfortable about calling and...
One last point, though. If you try to make or understand liberals, you're going to find a whole bunch of conservatives that are unhappy. Thanks. I'll let you go. It's that time, isn't it?
Thanks, Robert. Appreciate the call. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute is sponsored by Sanford Ahmed and features NDSC Marketing Manager Serena Schmidt discussing the importance of life jackets and knowing CPR.
You're out on the boat, have your life jacket on. You, your kids, your guests on the boat, wear your life jacket because 77% of all fatal boating accident victims drowned, and of those who drowned, 84% were not wearing a life jacket. But you also need to know what to do in the event of an emergency. And so if you, especially if you have a boat, if you're going to be bringing people out on that boat with you, or you're taking your kid to the pool or taking other people's kids to the pool, know CPR. As a parent, there is no better thing you can do to prepare yourself than to go take a first aid and CPR class.
To find a first aid CPR course near you, go to www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
The best of the West is waiting. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. Watford City, North Dakota, and beautiful McKenzie County is waiting for you. There's lots of summer left. How about planning a couple of days to see this wonderful community and its incredible growth? Great places to see, great places to be, great places to just take in the wonderful sights, like the North Unit of the Teddy Roosevelt National Park. And, of course, great places to stay, too, like the Teddy's Presidential Suites, Little Missouri Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Roosevelt Inn and Suites. Fantastic stay, Mainstay Suites, and so much more. Use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST and get a 10% savings off your best price. 10% off your best price, plus get a coupon book loaded with all kinds of things, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Riders Center. Call the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or Mainstay Suites. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Tell them Scott sent you, and we'll see you in Watford City.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
FSA come on the program and explain the Hague rules, because what the media has and what FSA office has are two different things. Get it right. Thank you.
All right, we'll do it. We will do it. Thank you for the suggestion. And I know I did hear something about it. I don't remember the distinctions. You'd know them, but there's different categories. And the other categories need to be done on a case-by-case basis. And I've basically been told, if you go on and make your case, it's done. But it's, you know, and I also heard that the information was slow from the USDA decision to get to the FSA offices. That's government. It always happens like that. That's where you just go and say, hey, 16th, yes, no, sign something here so I can get on with it. Chad and Dickinson's got a free pillow. My pillow is the best pillow on the planet Earth. That sounds like a boast. Like, you know, come on, that's over the top. But we can say that, can't we, Todd? Because we sleep on them. See? We know. We've been doing this for several years, and we love it. So when we're able to tell you firsthand about something we love, it's easy to make a claim like that. It's also a fun story. You got a Minnesota, you know, company, a guy who starts a little company and going fair to fair. He was at the state fair in North Dakota. He was at Hustfest. You know, he was at the Red River Valley Fair, and finally found out people wanted a pillow, so he invented it. He's the inventor. He's the, you know, Thomas Edison of pillows. So it's pretty cool because it is that interlocking fill that gives it that pattern that works so good. If you call 800-506-9028, you get four pillows. Four pillows. The four-pack special, 50% off. That's the two premium and the two go-anywhere pillows. Free shipping for orders over $100 too. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Or call 800-506-9028. And there's a lot of products they have down there, so you can get up to 50% of discounts off of all of them, including the mattresses and pillows and more. So really good deal there. All right, 800-228-0550. All call, last chance for liberals. Happy liberals. They got to be happy liberals. We're looking for one of two things. If you're not a liberal, an answer to the question, why are there no happy liberals? And if you are a happy liberal, let us know so we can no longer use the phrase, there's no happy liberals. Karen sounded pretty happy. And she self-identified as a happy liberal, but they're small in number. I just don't understand why. One texter has an idea. We've raised a generation that has been catered to. Told they're perfect. Parents work hard to give their kids every opportunity. These kids never learned the coping skills to process disappointment. That might be a big part of it. That might be a really big part of it. And I don't know. I'm different than my parents' generation and my grandparents' generation. I was just spent some time because I was down for a funeral in Marshall, Minnesota, and one of my favorite aunts passed away at 87. And they lived in Taunton, Minnesota, and as kids we'd go there a lot. And Taunton is, I don't know, if it's 100 people, I'd be surprised, not far from Marshall, Minnesota. And I was in Taunton and Canby, where my grandparents were. They run a farm at St. Leo, Minnesota. You know, I can't go out there, talk to them. I'm talking to my uncle, who's going to be 90 in September, and hear the stories. You know, he told me one story about my grandma and grandpa would bring eggs for my oldest aunt, Della, who lived in Minneapolis. She'd come visit. They'd stay in Taunton. And, you know, they would go round up like a ridiculous amount of eggs, 60 dozen or something for them to take back. And I think, imagine being on the farm, and then you're going to go find the eggs. And then I mean, the level of work ethic and the just what they did and didn't think about it, didn't complain about it, is so foreign to the conveniences we have in life today. So how can it not be more difficult to raise kids that have a sense of that work ethic, and when bad things happen, here's what you do? So I tend to agree. Another says, I say the world should stop using oil so that all modes of transportation and communication would cease to exist so we wouldn't have to hear liberals cry anymore. Okay. Another texter, a happy liberal is one that believes everything that the media reports. No, that's a very, very, very mad liberal, don't you think? I don't know. Blaine in Williston, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, I got a question. If the Democratic Party hadn't started all of the protests way back when, before Trump was elected, do you think we'd have that much opposition going on right now towards Trump? And do you think we should hold the Democratic Party responsible for all of the problems that we're facing right now as far as the Trump administration?
Just because of the opposition and how they do it, you mean?
Yep.
When you say hold them responsible, first of all, it's America. So you're going to go out there with the First Amendment and say, and I believe that line has been crossed. Black Lives Matter protests and some things in Dallas, other places sometimes, and I don't like the fact there's big mega funders of those. We've got to get to the bottom of all that, but lawful protesting, I don't have a problem with. I mean, I guess it caters kind of to this crowd that this person's talking about, these kids that, you know, just think they're going to protest for a living. So I hear what you're saying.
On your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I got a call from my brother the other day, lives in Las Vegas. He said, I'm looking at a new job. I said, what does it pay? $12.50 an hour. Can you believe that? I said, boy, move to North Dakota. Polar Service Center is where I told him to call. Because right now at Polar Service Center, they're looking for certified welders, sandblasters, wash rack attendants, and diesel mechanics, and they are paying big bucks. And they do great training. Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. This is a service center, both in Williston and in Kildare, that needs people right now that service tank trailers, Polar, and other tank trailers, and they will train you and pay you up to $32 an hour with incredible benefits. Write down this number, 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria. She's waiting for your call right now. Tell your loved ones that are working in Las Vegas for chump change, Polar Service Center, big bucks, that's where it's at. Williston and Kildare locations hiring right now. Call 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria and tell her Scott sent you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind.
I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.